Ted Gioia, thanks so much for stopping by on Christmas Eve.
I'm glad to be here. Merry Christmas.
What do you think is the fundamental similarity of the most successful Christmas songs of the 20th century?
A remarkable number of them were composed during World War II. White Christmas came out literally just a few days after Pearl Harbor. There was an attitude in the public of nostalgia for the past, of a desire for connectedness.
Just like the ones I used to know.
And this became the sound of the modern Christmas carol. So I'm not surprised that even later they hearken back to the same feeling that was crafted during that era.
Okay, so that would explain Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You, which came out in 1994. Some go as far to say that's a holiday standard.
It really was the kind of song with the kind of, you know, half-diminished chords and the way the progression moved that a songwriter in the 1940s would have used. Or even if you look at George Michael's hit Last Christmas, the song itself wasn't about this Christmas, it's about last Christmas.
Me, I guess I was a shoulder to cry on.
Is there a holiday record that challenged the conventions of its time and still became a classic?
Well, next year will be the 50th anniversary of A Charlie Brown Christmas. And the soundtrack to that by jazz pianist Vince Guaraldi has turned out to be one of the largest selling Christmas albums of all time. And the irony there was that when that special was originally launched on CBS, the producers ran into all sorts of problems with the network, but the network especially hated that music. The idea that you would take a soundtrack for a children's animated show and do this kind of cool jazz music for it, they thought was a sure loser.
You shared a song you wish got more airplay this time of year, a track by Joni Mitchell.
River, which was an album track on her Blue album. There are some songs out there that weren't originally written or constructed as Christmas songs, and I think people actually feel that is appealing in a strange sort of way.
They're putting up reindeer and singing songs of joy and peace. Oh, I wish I had a river I could skate away.
For a public sharing of the holiday season, we're looking for more of these secular Christmas songs. But when we turn to the secular Christmas songs, some of them feel very contrived and commercial.
Many of us woke up this morning to news of another officer-involved shooting and more unrest just outside Ferguson, Missouri. Are there any songs you feel could offer peace and solace right now?
Well, if you go back into the 1960s, Simon and Garfunkel did this amazing record where they juxtaposed the song Silent Night with the broadcast of the Daily News. And it was a tearjerker of a song just because of this whole juxtaposition where you hear the sentiments of Silent Night and then you hear about all the heartbreaking things that happen on the Daily News. Personally, I would find solace in listening to that in a time of all the strife we're seeing right now in Ferguson, in fact, elsewhere. It's a good reminder during this holiday season that we can turn to music for solace of some sort.
Ted Gioia, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Working against the U.S. That's the 7 o'clock edition of the news. Good night.